Hey everybody, Jeremy and Daniel here, and welcome to a special episode of the Freshman 15. Now typically we do our review of a very specific freshman film, but this time around we decided 'tis the season, people are going back to school, it's that time of year, the trees are changing color. The world deserves our thoughts on what we think would be a couple of good back-to-school movies.
Yeah, and I think we're the experts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but I went to school.
I went to school for a long time.
You did?
I did. Yeah, and my favorite part of going back to school, I think, had to do with going to Target to get the backpack.
Oh, yeah.
And the folders.
Were you part of the Trapper Keeper era?
I was.
You were?
Yeah.
Because there's a difference in our ages a little bit, but maybe not so much that...
I was a Trapper Keeper guy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we didn't. I think I had Trapper Keepers when I was in lower grades than you probably did. You were probably in college when I was in elementary school.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say I was in college when I had Trapper Keepers. That's where I thought you were going.
No, no. But did you?
I probably couldn't afford them in college. No, but, you know, so Daniel and I were talking. We thought, what better way to get back into the back-to-school spirit than to each come up with a film that fits the theme of back to school and recommend it. And I don't know about you, Daniel, because, by the way, we haven't talked about what films we want to recommend yet, so I don't know what Daniel's going to say, and he doesn't know what I'm going to say.
No idea.
I really wanted mine to be a freshman film, but it's not.
Oh, mine isn't either.
Okay, all right. I wanted to make sure. There aren't a whole lot of freshman back to school themed films. There's a few.
There are a few.
I mean, the most obvious one that I found was John Hughes, I think 16 Candles was his freshman film.
It sounds right.
But I couldn't, in good conscience, use this power and podcast influence to recommend 16 Candles to our audience,
right?
Because I just don't think it's good enough to recommend. You can't think about school without thinking about the film career of John Hughes, I don't think.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's the one. I mean, he's the guy... I can't speak for everyone. I was, when John Hughes was making films about high school and those kinds of things, I was 6-7 years younger than I was supposed to be watching these movies, because, you know, but I remember looking at them and thinking, oh, that's what high school was.
Absolutely. It set a tone. Okay, that's what I can expect.
Yeah. And do you know that I was like bowled over surprise when I got to high school and it was nothing like a John Hughes movie?
Oh, wow. So it disappointed you totally?
I mean, kind of. Like, right. I assumed that everyone was going to be like in their own category, like The Breakfast Club or something. Like I was either going to be a, you know, a nerd or a jock or a, you know, suicidal person, or, you know, you couldn't just be a guy that had some friends and
went to school. Right.
There wasn't a lot.
You can't just go to school in a John Hughes movie.
No. You got to be working some angle. I don't know. Whatever. I'll always have an affection for John Hughes, though.
I love John Hughes. He does with melancholy, I think, what other people can't do well. And it's that sense where you just feel a sense of malaise, but not in a bad sense where it makes you feel like, but almost like, okay, no, this sort of sets the tone for just what life will be in high school or school in general. And I love that about his films.
Yeah, no, I know. You know, hearing you say that makes me want to do a John Hughes episode of the Freshman 15 now.
Okay.
I just like that there was poetry in what you just said.
Oh, thanks, Jeremy.
That's true.
It doesn't happen a lot, but...
Stop it. So, all right, so on to recommendations. There are some school films that are very, very near and dear to my heart. And I thought, you know, do I pick my favorite one ever? And all that. And I'll be honest, I considered things like Ferris Bueller, which I'll always love.
You know? Thought about that one too.
I was talking to my wife about like, what's a good school film? And then we started naming school films we liked. And then I hit on one and I'm like, no, this is the one I want to recommend. The school film that I recommend to our audience is the 1999 film from Alexander Payne, Election.
We almost picked the same film.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
I love that film just terrifically. In fact, I watched it again over this past weekend because I just thought, is this as good as I remember? And I'll tell you, it was better.
Oh, such a good movie.
It gets better with every viewing.
And I thought it was actually his freshman film.
Almost.
And then, you know, it's not. Citizen Ruth, is that
Citizen Ruth was Alexander Payne's actual freshman film, which another fantastic film. And I want to do a Citizen Ruth episode of Freshman.
We should. Yeah, Election. Good pick.
But Election, you know, here's part of what I love about it, because we were just talking about John Hughes, and I wanted to mention John Hughes because it actually bridges into Election.
Ooh, good.
And this is just my own flight of fancy. I like to imagine that Matthew Broderick's character in Election is what became of Ferris Bueller for some reason. I don't know why. I just like to think of it that way.
Oh, wow. What a reverse.
There's a line in Ferris Bueller where, you know, his best friend and his girlfriend are having a conversation, and they say, well, what do you think's going to become of Ferris when he grows up? And they say, oh, he's going to be a fry cook on Venus or something like that. And I remember even as a kid, it like made me laugh. And there was a part of me that was like, yeah, I wonder though, if maybe it'll be on Venus, but I wonder if a guy like Ferris Bueller ends up with just kind of like a regular job where he's just working in the back in a kitchen somewhere or something like that, because, you know, you right. get out of angles to work eventually. And it just made me think. So, by the way, for those who aren't familiar, Election is a movie which I thought was not just appropriate for back to school, but because we're going into a very heated election season.
Wow,
here.
This is a twofer.
It's a twofer.
Way to go.
It's so great, though. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. It is not for, if you're thinking you're going to see like a John Hughes-style high school movie, you're not. It's kind of jarring, actually.
Absolutely.
In some places. It addresses infidelity and inappropriate sexual relationships between adults and minors. All kinds of things that you're really not supposed to make movies about, but somehow Alexander Payne made this hilarious film. The main characters are played by Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon, and they nail it. They hit every note exactly perfectly. It's completely hilarious, and it's what you should spend your time with as you go back to school.
And I think one of the great things about what you just said is it is hilarious. It's a comedy.
It is.
It's dark, but it's a comedy.
Alexander Payne does this thing that's so brilliant, and he has a way of capturing the poetry of the Midwest.
During this campaign, I've spoken with many of you about your many concerns. I spoke with Eliza Ramirez, a freshman, who said she feels alienated from her own homeroom. I spoke with sophomore Reggie Banks, who said his mother works in the cafeteria and can't afford to buy him enough spiral notebooks for his classes.
Eat me! Eat me raw!
Right now. Hey, if you can't be adults and give these candidates the courtesy they deserve, then you don't deserve to be called adults, but children, because that's what children are, and you'll be treated like children. So let's all listen up, huh?
When you cast your vote for Tracy Flick next week, you won't just be voting for me. You'll be voting for yourself and for every other student here at Carver. Our days might not be any longer, but they can sure be better. Thank you.
When you see, especially his earliest films, Citizen Ruth, Election, About Schmidt, these are, even his most recent, Nebraska, you know, he loves Omaha.
Right.
And he loves the way that Midwesterners think. And I've even heard commentaries, tracks that he's given where he's talked about, like, how Midwesterners have this way of talking without talking and this way of communicating and they have a way that they prefer the world to be, and they're convinced themselves that this is how it is. And he's absolutely right, and you get that when you watch especially his early films. Now, later he went on to, like, you know, do like Sideways and The Descendants, and these are not Midwest films or anything, but he tunes in to that vibe.
Yeah, and how you just described how he thinks Midwesterners are really could be a description for his filmmaking.
I think you're right.
And I think you get that feel, right? Like, certain things are being said when they're not being said.
Mm-hmm.
The way that people either look or just their sense of being in the actual film. They don't have to say anything, and yet you know who these people are.
Yeah, yeah. When I saw the film, I loved it so much. I went out and I read the novel, which is also great.
Tom Perrotta. I love that guy.
Yeah. Have you read the novel?
I have.
It's really well done. It's told in The novel's told in first person, but each chapter is a first person from a different character. Mm-hmm. And just really clever, really beautifully done. And one of the things that, because I know we brought up John Hughes, I love the fact that Matthew Broderick's character, he and his wife in the film are former John Hughes high school characters. I don't, maybe you didn't know that, his wife was also.
I don't think I knew
in
that.
The film. Now, she was a minor character. She was in Some Kind of Wonderful.
Okay.
And she was very shallow.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, my goodness. I need to go watch that.
Also, one of the great soundtracks.
Yes.
Is Some Kind of Wonderful.
I love that movie.
Yeah. In fact, my wife and I came back down the aisle to a song from Some Kind of Wonderful, but that's its own story. But anyhow, I feel like we're talking more about John Hughes than about Alexander Payne and Election. But all that's to say, if you have a moment, if you happen to have Amazon Prime, by the way, it's on Amazon Prime. You can watch it for free. But even if you don't, do yourself a favor. If you haven't seen the film, or even if you have, go out, rent it, on demand it, Election, Alexander Payne, sophomore film.
All right. So I'm going to pick a film. Yeah. This is more recent. And the film is Win-Win by Tom McCarthy.
Hmm.
So Tom McCarthy, if he might ring a bell, because he did just win Best Picture for Spotlight this last year. So his first film was The Station Agent, followed by The Visitor, then Win-Win, and then a horrific film, The Cobbler, and then Spotlight. So this film would be his third film, Win-Win. And I pick it because I think it's a great film with regard to relationships. So here's the short premise of the film. Paul Giamatti plays this lawyer who also moonlights as like a high school wrestling coach. He has this client who's getting older and needs Paul Giamatti's help to get his things in order before he dies. And really, he's supposed to take care of this older gentleman to get a stipend of like $1,500 a month, which he needs because his practice is rough and he's not making a lot of money. And so he takes the money, but he actually, instead of having this older man in his care, he just puts him in an old folks home. And then what happens is there's this other character that is the grandson of this older man, and he becomes really central to Paul Giamatti's character because he comes into the picture and he's a wrestling phenom. He's not really a wrestler, but he just knows how to do it. He has a broken home, fractured relationship with his mother. Really, the story is about Paul Giamatti and this kid and their relationship. And I love it because it's a school movie, not just because it takes place in high school and there's this wrestling coach, but I think Paul Giamatti's character is really functioning like someone who is still in school. Someone who is still young, and someone who is using other people in a way to get to make his money or to give him accolades. And through the picture, he has to really figure out, he has to learn who he is, what he cares about, whether or not he actually cares for these people. Amy Ryan plays his wife, who's a phenomenal character.
Yeah, she's great.
I love her so much. And in this movie, she plays a perfect Amy Ryan character, someone who's strong. Yet at the same time, someone who's very compassionate and caring.
Did you reach your mom?
Yeah, I told her I was coming home.
Well, did she want to talk to me or anything?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you can't stay longer, but maybe you can come back again and visit with your mom.
Yeah, maybe. If I want to smoke, should I go outside?
You shouldn't be smoking.
I know, but if I do...
Then you should go outside.
All right. Night, Jackie.
Good night. Kyle.
What are you doing?
We have kids, Mike. I'm not taking any chances with Eminem down there.
And I think that the movie could be criticized for maybe feeling like a little bit like a sitcom. I don't necessarily think that that's a problem, because I think that the ways that the characters are interacting with one another is really meaningful, really heartfelt. I was actually having a conversation about this film this last week with someone, and it really touched him and affected him deeply, because he really felt like he was a part of this family that was coming together between these two people. And I love it. And I love Tom McCarthy, or at least I love The Station Agent, I love The Visitor, and I love Win-Win. Mm-hmm. Those three films, I think what Tom McCarthy does with small stories and small relationships is something to watch, and I fall in love with the people, and I, in so many ways, I want to be like what the people become in those movies, which I think is cool. See, it's not just like, here's this person, very cool character, you want to be like them. No, there are these people, they're just people in these situations. They do things, they're kind of tested, and who they become as a result. I'm like, yeah, I want a story like that.
So it's really great when you can go to a film and you can actually see something to aspire to or someone to admire.
Yeah, and I think the cool thing about Win-Win, it's not a sports movie, though that plays a big part. And it's not just a movie about like this massive redemption and where Paul Giamatti's character makes these really foolish decisions and then he's let off the hook because of what happens, I won't give away. But he has to pay some price. He has some consequences. So there's not things aren't just like, you know, brushed under the rug. No, it's a really human movie, and I love it. So yeah. It's a good pick. It's my pick. I think you should watch it before going back to school. I wish I could say that your kids should watch it, but it is rated R, only for language, so maybe it's worth it. But I think it has a lot to say.
You know, I will confess, I've not seen Win-Win, but it sounds like something I should check out.
I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I remember seeing advertising for it. And it did look interesting, but I think I forgot all about it, honestly. Tom McCarthy, I'm trying to think what Tom McCarthy film. By the way, what did you think of Spotlight?
I don't think it deserved Best Picture.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie. Yeah, I thought the acting was wonderful and was great. Maybe it did too well what journalists do, in that it's all about the story, right? And that these characters and who they are, who the writers are, who the journalists are, sort of take a back seat. That's my fundamental problem with Spotlight.
Yeah.
Is that I don't really get to know the people. I only get to know the story that's told.
Yeah, I think there's truth to that. I thought the movie was very well done. I agree. I don't think it should have been Best Picture, but there was a bit of a feeling to the movie. It was powerful.
It was.
There was a bit of a feeling that I had with the movie that you go in and it's almost seems to be laid out for you like, we've got a mission to accomplish, and then the movie's over and mission accomplished. And that's great.
Right.
You know, but yeah, you know, was there, you know, what was there a little bit of art and humanity that could have been realized with a story like that, that wasn't, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is nitpicking at this point because totally. It was a great film, but yeah. I think I know what you're saying.
My favorite character in that movie is actually, I think, Liv Schreiber's character. So he comes in and he kind of shakes up the paper at that point. But I just love that. I love his kind of, no, we're going to do something different. We're going to, in that constriction that forces them to tell this story that needed to be told and did a lot of good and needed, and I love that about it.
It's always a treat when you see a very powerful actor that's capable of doing an earth-shaking performance choose to understate.
Right.
And he did it in that role, which is really cool. Well, these are our recommendations. These are some great picks. And it sounds like maybe as you're sending your children off to school, or as you're sending yourself back to school, or whatever it is, sit down.
Ditching school,
you know what? And hey, we don't judge.
No, I mean, I never did.
That. You never judged?
I never judged.
Or ditched.
I've never, yeah.
Well, that's because you're an exemplary human being, but whatever. I mean, you should watch Election, and you should watch Win-Win. Well, thanks very much for taking a few minutes out and for listening to our back-to-school special, The Freshman 15. Once again, I'm Jeremy Bear.
I'm Daniel Long.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.